שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר זוהר לעם, כרך י' עמוד 153.
We're reading in Zohar for all, the Song of Songs, verse 77.
We'll try to be together to invite the reforming light.
I have seen, and here is a golden lamp, seven, they are poured. 77, it's written in Zechariah, I have seen, and here is a completely golden lamp. It has on its head seven candles, seven and seven are poured onto the candles on her head. Zechariah had the matter of the pure lamps being revealed to him, one being getting along and not illuminating from self the Malchut, and one that illuminates, which is Zeranpin. 78, I saw a lamp, and here this lamp is one that is organized in the praise of colors, meaning the sefirot that are etched in the name Adni, the Malchut, in the name of the Malchut, which illuminates to the lower ones, who nourishes and satiates them appropriately. 79, the golden lamp is the courthouse in the name of Elohim to judge the whole world, which stands to be sentenced. And all of this, Elohim, the creator of the world. And everything is in the left. Gold implies the illumination of Chochmah on the left, as all the judgments in the world extend from the left, and there is no Chochmah that illuminates, but together with many judgments. 80. A completely gold lamp, all because it is perfection. The Malchut, when it is completed on the right side, strengthened by the name Havaya, which is Chesed and right. For then Malchut is the bride at the Chuppah with Havaya, and all the worlds are in love and connection of one. For then Gula on her head, it's written Gula without a Vav, which is the source of the righteous Yesod, which we became so from the river whose streams are rejoicing, a city of God, Malchut, and brings forth fruits and begets the name of the armies, and is limited with 12 limits to four spirits of the world, Chugtum, each included of three lines, and they are 12. 81. And her seven candles upon her, the light that illuminates, is the upper name Havaya, etched in 70 names, which are 72 names, whose essence is 70 names, by which the Creator is called. And they illuminate the seven pillars which the world stands upon, Chagat Nehim. 82. Seven and seven are poured. These are the lower ones who stand against the upper ones, and they all hold on to the candles on our head by the illumination of the name 72. Seven poured, and 7 days and 7 days, seven sefirot, the upper of Zeranpin and the lower in Malchut, connecting together. 83. Seven and seven are all above in Zeranpin, and though there are only seven sefirot in Zeranpin, Bina and Chagat Nehi, because each of them is included in his inner partner, and they are 14 sefirot, seven and seven. Although Vav sefirot, the sixth sefirot, Chagat Nehi, is nice, since they're included one in her friend, but the one that remains, which is Bina, who is she included in? 84. But they all rise to the 12 where Chagat Nehim are included one in another and become 12, which stands upon them. Bina completes them to 13, is included in one that stands upon her, which is the degree which they're all included in. And this is the upper point, Chochmah, from which they all emerge and with her become 14.
85.
2 degrees each called seven. One is this next world, Bina Yeshut, which has seven Sfirot Chagat Nehim, and it's called seven like the first temple, which is Bina, and they will build 7 years. And one is the righteous, Yesod, which is called seven, included of seven Sfirot Chagat Nehim, as it is written, for seven shall fall a righteous and rise, seven rises against seven Sfirot. 86. And these two Sfirot, Bina and Yesod, are called the seven poured to the candles. One to this side and one to the other. Although they are in the counting of these candles, for the seven candles are Bina in Chagat Nehi, they already have Bina and Yesod in them. And with that, the praise and all the candles of these two, which are seven and seven that are poured upon them. For these candles which illuminate on the head of the lamp, and the lamp illuminates from their force to rise above to Bina. And when the lamp rises to Malchut, it rises from degree to degree, from Sfirah to Sfirah, until everything unites above in Bina. And this is, as it is written, the Song of Songs for Solomon. As everything unites in Solomon, Bina, for song, Malchut, the songs, Yesod, for Zeranpin, are all united in Bina, which is for Solomon. 87. The Song of Songs was cut according to Elijah with the upper permission, as the Song of Songs is the praise of praises for the king whose peace is his, Bina, because it is the place that necessitates joy. For there is no anger and judgment, because the next world, Bina, is all happiness, and it rejoices everything, because it sends happiness and well-being to all the degrees. 88. Just like the awakening of happiness needs to be awakened from this world upwards, such we need to awaken the joy and happiness from the world of the moon, the Malchut, to the upper world, Bina. Due to this, the worlds stand in one manner, and the awakening does not rise but from below upwards. Shir u'b'siman taf taf reishav. A song is in the sign of 1006, 89. A song is in the sign of 1006. With the etched letters of the holy name, there is Zia and Retet for all the worlds. And all the nukvas of the great abyss until the expansion of the Ruach enters the first gate on the east side. The one with eyes in 500 keys of the halls. Here he is in the etching of the holy name of 12 letters, which fly in 19 camps that are burning in fire. It is written, may his song be 5 and 1,000 Chochmah, 5 Chagatna, which receive from Chochmah. And the essence of Zat Chagat Nehim are the 5 Sfirot Chagatna, and the 2 Sfirot Yesod and Malchut are the 2 inclusives. The Yesod includes 5 Sfirot Chagat Naha in the manner of Hashpah, of bestowal. And the Malchut includes 5 Sfirot Chagat Naha in the manner of reception. Hence, we can call Zat in the name of 5, as they are the main and foundation of Malchut in them, and they are clear. And it is written, and may his song be 5 and 1,000. There is no Yesod and Malchut in the whole of the 5, but Yesod alone in the whole of 5, and not the Malchut. The Song of Solomon is in the sign of Taftaf Resh Vav, meaning 1,000, which is Chochmah, and 6 Sfirot Chagat Nehi, which received from Chochmah, as it is written, and his song shall be 5 and 1,000, as the Yesod is the whole of 5, but the Malchut is not in the whole of the 5, hence it is not Taftaf Resh Zayin, 1,007, but Taftaf Resh Rav, 1,006. And in the inscribed letters of the holy name, Yud Kei Vav, which are 3 lines, at first there is sweat and shaking of all the words, and all the nukvas of the great abyss, which are in the emergence of the right line, due to the ascent of Malchut to all the degrees to Bina, of all the degrees, in the manner of Yud, which entered Or, the Bina, and became Avir, the level of Ruach. Because Malchut, which rose to Bina, completed the degree below Chochmah, and Bina and Tum of each degree fell to the degree below them, which is considered the right line. For then, due to the judgments of Malchut, which mixed with Binah, sweat and shaking in all the worlds occurred, and in all the nukvas of the great abyss, meaning in all the degrees that are there, Malchut mixed with Binah. Until the expansion of the Ruach, the level of Ruach, which became by the rise of Malchut to Binah, enters the first gate on the east side, meaning until it was corrected as the first gate of Zeranpin for the right line of Zeranpin, called the eastern side. The east side comes to the eyes in 500 keys of the halls. This is Zeranpin, the middle line, which corrects the eyes, Chochmah of the left, by uniting them with the right. And Chagat Na, are called 500 keys, because the middle line in totality is called key, because it opens the Chochmah, and its Sfirot are called keys, Maftechot. Thus far, the Zohar clarified the emergence of the right line in Zeranpin by the coming of the Yud and the light of Binah. The left line of Zeranpin emerges by the emergence of the Yud from the Avir of Binah, when the Malchut returns and comes down from Binah, and Binah and Tum, which fell from each degree, return and rise to their degree. And the degree is completed with the 10 Sfirot. For then, Chochmah returns to illuminate in the degree. And then Zeranpin comes in the inscribing of the holy name of 12 letters, which is 3 Ekyeh, which bring down the Malchut from Avir of Binah and emerge the left line. And because Zeranpin comes from the name 12, it takes out the left line. Zeranpin is Havaya with the filling of letters Aleph, Yud, He, Vav, He, and while it is in the right line alone, it is considered in the four letters Havaya without filling, as in Gimatria are Chaf, Vav, 26. Then, when the Mochin emerge from by the left line, and the middle line is considered Havaya with the filling of the letters Aleph, which are the 10 letters that are in Gimatria Ma, 45, hence, they are implied as the two lines that the left and the middle one, the number 19, Yutet, which is the gematria of the filling of letters Aleph, meaning Vav Dalid of Yud, and the three letters Aleph with Vav. Although in the emergence of the left, the filling of the 19 is considered, which is the flaming fire due to the judgment on the left without the right, but afterwards, when the middle line emerges and unites the left with the right, the illumination of the filling is then in all 19 of perfection of Havaya in the filling of the letter Aleph. Therefore, it is said that 19 camps that are burning in fire fly in it. By the name of 12 letters, it brings down the Malchut from Binah and brings back Binah and Tum to their degree. The filling of Yud of 19 blossoms of Havaya in the filling of letter Aleph, burning in fire, because in the emergence of the left, it finds that the filling of the 19 judgments of the left without the right, it clarifies the emergence of the left line of Zeranpin. 90. The one of eyes collects the fire and the organs of fire that enter into the hall, Zvul, and the hall there arranges all the praises to rise above. And it is written, I have built for you a house of Zvul for you. And this is a hall that has 1,006 degrees that rise in the praise of praises, and they're all in one degree that is internal more than them all, where the love and pray of that praise is clarified. The clarification of the lowest point. And when it was scrutinized from them all, it rises above in a song and is called the Song of Songs and rises from all those praises and is clarified from them all. After the Zohar clarified the right line and the left line of Zeranpin, now it is clarifying the middle line of Zeranpin, as the whole emergence of the three lines of Zeranpin brings here because of it. It is known that the middle line cannot unite the left with the right unless by the two actions of the Masach of Chirik, which is at first awakens upon it the Masach of Manuela and then of Miftecha. Therefore, it is said that the one of eyes, the middle line of Zeranpin, collects embers of fire, judgments of the lock of the Manula, which are called embers of fire, and organs of fire, judgments of key of the Miftecha, which are called organs of fire, because their fire is not due to themselves, but due to the Malchut, which rose to Bina. And they enter into the Heichal of Zvul, where the middle line enters with those two kinds of judgments, of the Manula and of the Miftecha, and enter into the Malchut called Zvul, a hall in which all the praises are organized in order to rise above, as in the hall of Malchut, that arranges all the middle line of the judgments and diminishes the left line to not illuminate, but from below upwards, as by this it unites him with the right. Therefore it is written, I have built you a house of Zvul. And this implies about the Malchut receiving the two kinds of judgments of Manula and Miftecha from Zeranpin, and it is the hall in which the 1,006 degrees are corrected, which rise in praise of praises. Meaning that the writing, and may his song 5 and 1,000 be, is written about this hall of Zvul, which is the Malchut, where is the place of the revelation of Chochmah to Chagatna, which are Vak of Chochmah, called 1,005, and not in another place. And also the Yesod in general, therefore, in their totality, hence they are 1,006. And in all of them, there is one internal degree, the Malchut in this hall, which is the Malchut of Malchut, which is the Manula, which was Zeranpin brought there. That's where the love of that praise is clarified, the clarification of the lowest point, where it was clarified that those judgment in Manula are love. Because without those judgments, the middle line would not be able to unite the right with left, and there would be no mochin in the world. And when it was scrutinized from them all, it rises above in song. After everything was clarified, the Manula rises upwards and clothes in concealment inside the Miftecha, and then the Malchut is called Song, as it is written about her, and let his song be 5 and 1,006 with Yesod. But they are not 1,007 with Malchut, because the Malchut is as far as the Manula does not receive Chochmah due to the judgments in her. And even though there is more Malchut as far as the Miftecha, the Malchut as far as the Miftecha is considered Yesod and not Malchut. Hence, there is but nothing but Chagat Nehi of Malchut there, and not Malchut of Malchut. And it turns out that they are not 1,007, but rather 1,006. Then the Malchut is called the Song of Songs, which rises from all those praises, is clarified from them all, because her correction rises from all the praises and the songs that are revealed from the Masach of Chirik. Hence she is called the Song of Songs, meaning a song which is revealed from all the songs. And the house, when it is built, a complete stone is journeyed to be built. 91. And the house that was built, a complete stone journeyed to be built, the house being built as the male of Nukva, Zeranpin and Malchut, connect together. Because, and the house is the Malchut. When it was built, is the unification of Malchut with Zeranpin. Then, this complete stone, as the Malchut called stone, is complete. As it was completed with what it is needed. It was not completed by until it was journeyed, whereas the Creator divided her, Bina, from Zeranpin, and instilled her and adorned her and brought her to man, Zeranpin, Havaya, with the filling of letters Aleph, which in Gimatia, Adam, 45, and then it was built, it was completed by all. 92. When Zeranpin and Malchut connected with one another, all the other spirits and all the evil judgments moved from there and did not get close to the temple, the Malchut. As it is written, the makavot of the acts of every instrument of steel were not heard in the house of its being building, which are all the evil judgments. As they all came and disappeared in the hole of the great abyss, which is the Nekev of Binah, which conceals all the judgment, because the Holy Temple was built below and was corrected on the hall in its place. Then the Song of Songs was revealed, as there was a necessity to connect temple in temple, Malchut in Binah, to clothe in one another. 93. When Moses was in the desert, due to the transgressions of Israel, was the Zivug of Moses connected in him, as the Zivug of Zeranpin and Malchut would connect by it in the posteriors. They were male and female connecting together, as Zeranpin and Malchut would connect in the Achor, in the posterior, and then the house, the home in its building, as in the building of the Nukva, home was a bit at a time. 94. When Israel transferred over the Jordan and Moses was collected, he gave out to the Creator from Zeranpin and put it in the dwelling of Shiloh until the completing of the house for forever in the holy temple that Solomon made, and connected it in the house of Solomon, and was for the world. Zeranpin and Malchut in the Zivug Panim Bepanim, and then a complete stone in journey was built, as the Malchut stone was complete. And the journey, meaning it was not in one permanent place, but it had two states. And it was uprooted from the first state and transplanted in the second state, and is then called as appropriately so. 95. And all the evil ways and all the evil spirits moved from the world then, and did not control whatsoever. As it is written, and the instruments of steel and axes were not heard in the home as it was being built. 96. When everyone moved from the world and man remained with his wife, Malchut with Zeranpin, face to face, then the Song of Songs was revealed, and this is the Song of Songs for Solomon, without any intermingling of the Sirtracha, as for Solomon, meaning that it was Panim bePanim for Solomon, as the Malchut was uprooted from the first state, which is in Achor, and was planted in the second state, Panim bePanim, in a place that is all the pieces his, Bina. 97. Elijah said to Rabbi Shimon, "Rabbi, say your words, and I will say after you. For from me and from you, this matter will be clarified. And we've been given permission from the Ancient of All for these secrets to be revealed from below and above, you against the lower secrets, and I against the upper secrets." 98. And in your life, Rabbi, in greater importance there is for you, for all your words will be written above before Atik Yomin, and my words will not be written above, but in this world, my words will be written by you. Your words will be written above, and my words will be written below. Blessed are the righteous for this world, and blessed you are for the next world. He shall go and walk and cry. 99. Rabbi Shimon opened and said, "The Song of Songs for Solomon. It is written, he shall go and walk and cry, carrying back the seed." How many times has the Creator proved to Israel to repent them, to go on the way that is straight in order to ascend amongst them? Because when Israel are of merit and walk on the straight path, seemingly ascent is for the Creator with them from all the nations of the world. Because when Israel are in merit and are rewarded by walking the straight path, and the Creator raises them upon all the people of the world, and they all thank and praise Him. And not them alone, but even the upper ones above all are with gratitude to Him because of Israel. And not that alone, but He ascends with His glory truly because of Israel. And not only that, but even Israel truly ascend in the glory of the Creator above and below. 100. When Israel are qualified, the holy throne above, the Malchut, rises upwards and upwards and several rejoices and so much love, and they connect the worlds, the Ranpin and Malchut, with joy. And they all are blessed from the depth of the rivers, Bina, and all the worlds are watered and blessed and sanctified in several blessings, several holinesses, and the Creator is happy with them in great happiness and perfection. 101. When Israel are not kosher, everything is the opposite. And with that, the love of the Creator is not prevented from them, and his throne, the Malchut, sits on them as a mother on her sons, who does not prevent them from asking mercy for them. 102. In the voice that Malchut asks for mercy for Israel, she rises above to Ziranpin, because his desire is in one who teaches the merit for his sons. Where do we have this from? Moses, who ascended in the ascent because he taught the merit for them, for Israel. As it is written, and Moses didn't know, for the light of his skin was shining. And when did this glory rise upon them? When Israel sinned, and he taught a privilege for them. 103. He shall go and walk and cry because of the transgressions of Israel. He carries the seed back, which is the holy throne, the Malchut, which he carries through the time of the holy sanctity of the upper, and seeded the souls of Israel in order to bring forth the fruits and begetting the give birth to the souls of this world. 104. When Malchut rises in the voice of Israel, in the voice of request for mercy for Israel, even though Israel are not qualified, with that the Creator Ziranpin raises them, waters them with the satiations of the deep river Bina. She is completed from all sides, as it is written, he shall come there with joy, meaning from that perfection and blessings and the sanctity that was completed. At first, when they sinned, they shall go forth and cry for the transgressions of Israel. When they repented, they shall come in joy. 105. When Solomon built the Holy Temple and the lower world was completed, Malchut, like the upper world, Bina, all of Israel were qualified and they rose several upper degrees. Then the holy throne of glory, the Malchut, rose and joy and several happinesses and several values. And then, 106, and then the Song of Songs of First Solomon, they rose in joy and descended in joy, and all the worlds were in joy, and the connection was in happiness. The song for the Creator, for the Malchut, sings to the Creator. The songs to the upper ones and the lower ones, for the connection of Ziranpin and Malchut by the Yesod, which unites them in one another. For Solomon, the connection of all the worlds in happiness, for the king whose peace is all his, Bina. All of this, according to the mouth of Elijah, was cut. The heading, the Creator shall open for you his good treasure. 107. The Creator will open for you his good treasure, the heavens. While the Creator created the world, first he created upper Shittim, the sources, to bring forth rain, blessings, and holy sanctities that are from above, and they take the source of life, Bina, from the upper place where the Shittim emerged from. 108. Because at first, prior to the creation of the world, one desire rose and was revealed, a concealed thought, Arichan Pin Keter, and gave everything in that concealed thought, all that was and will be. And from that thought, Keter, the desire to create the world rose. And a thin fountain, upper Abavi'ima, emerged, including the concealment of the thought, which is not heard outwards and is not revealed, as Chokhmah is not revealed in it. And in its Zat there are those called Yeshut, and observance of the Chokhmah, and it is given to the wise of the hearts whose soul is clothed in Yeshut. And because the Chochmah is not revealed from them outwards, it does not illuminate from above down, but from below upwards, for those that are not in their place could not receive from them. 109. Five sources emerge from Yesud, Chagatna of Ziranpin, and one concealed, Yesod of Ziranpin, and one that collects everything, the Malchut. These sources were when the world was created, as it is written, Bereshit bara Elokim et haShamayim, at first the Creator created the heavens. Bereshit, the letter Shit, and that's which collects all the sources, Chagatnihi of Ziranpin, to nourish the worlds. The Malchut is called Shit, 6 and not 7. The meaning is the Malchut of Miftecha, which is not truly Malchut, but Yesod of Malchut. And therefore he calls her Shit, 6, as Yesod is called. 110. The heavens, Et HaShamayim, these are the 6 upper sources that are above Chagat Nehi of Ziranpin, to give Shit, 6, to the Malchut, from the day that the world was created until the Holy Temple was built. These sources were concealed and were not opened at all to bestow to the Malchut to nourish the world. 111. After all, Abraham was in the world. Were the sources not opened for him? It is written, and there was hunger in the world, in the land. After all, they were concealed, they were blocked, and not bestowing Malchut to nourish the world. Yitzchak. It's also written in him, and there was hunger in the land, other than the first hunger. Jacob, after all, it is written, and there was hunger in all the lands. Moses, after all, in several places it is written, who shall feed us? And it is written, to put to death this whole congregation in hunger, and also, and the people there were thirsty for water, and also there was no water for the congregation. 112. Also Joshua, even though they entered the land, it's written, and the man stopped from the next day as they moved into the land, and in the days of the judges, it's written, and there was a judging of the judges, and there was hunger in the land, and in David is written, and there was hunger in the days of David. 113. What is the point of the hunger that was in the days of these righteous? Because these shitin, these sixes, Chagat Nehi of Ziranpin, were not opened, and the world was nourished from the concentration and pressure without opening whatsoever, but as sweat that sweats from a tree and goes downwards, or from a stone. 114. When King Solomon came and the Holy Temple was built and all the worlds were at one weight above and below, as Ziranpin and Malchut were panim bepanim, equal to one another, then that six, the Shit, was opened, the Malchut, which receives and collects all these upper sixes, the Shitin, which are Chagat Nehi Ziranpin. 115. The Shit, the Malchut, is opened at the time in which these upper Shitin are opened, Chagat Nehi of Ziranpin, and because the Shit was opened, the Malchut, the blessings come out to the world. It is opened when one serpentine was removed from him, sitting at his feet, a serpentine snake, the Nukva of Sam, from the source of all the Klipot and the evil. Because it passed, the Shit became Shir, a song, and a good treasure was opened, as it is written about it. The Creator will open for you His good treasure. In the force of who is it opened? In the force of the rest of the Shits, with Chagat Nehi of Ziranpin, which are called heavens, as it is written at the heavens, meaning the songs of which are Chagat Nehi of Ziranpin opened, so that they will be corrected and give food to the whole, all the worlds. 116. Then it is written, and Judah sat with Israel, and certainly each under his vine and his fig tree. And it is written, and they're sitting and drinking and are happy. For six, the Malchut and the sixes, Chagat Nehi of Ziranpin, were opened. And all the upper delights come down to all the worlds, and everyone is happy to rise to the upper world, Bina, to collect blessings and delights for their worlds. Then, from them, love for the upper king awakens, Zeranpin, for all to be one, Zeranpin and Malchut, without separation. Then, the praise which rises upon all praises to the king whose peace is his, Bina, for everything to be in happiness above and below. Shir Dechora, Shira Nukva. Song for male, song for female. 115. It's written, to the triumphant, a song for David who will sing. And it is written, and it is in silent praise, God in Zion will go and pay for you your commitment. David the king knew that in the Holy Spirit, the song, Malchut, which is future to be revealed in the world, and the song which is to be revealed to you, silence, is now in cognito, but has no permission to be revealed, this praise, but will be praised, and these psalms will be revealed. Elohim in Zion, which will be built in the Holy Temple, is against the upper temple, and this Malchut will pay your commitment, and you will reveal this song. 118. It is written, and then Israel will sing this song, and then and Israel and the son of Israel's and Moses will sing this song. It's written here, Seer, Song of Songs, in male form, not Shira, but the name of praise is Nukva in the Malchut, in female, and therefore the writing Shira in female form is the praise that rises to the world of the male. And Malchut praises Zeranpin, the world of male, as it is written, song in the manner of male. 119. Here, Guf and Ruach connect together, the Guf of Malchut with the Guf of Zeranpin, the spirit of Malchut and the spirit of Zeranpin. The unification of Yesods are called unification Guf beguf, body in body. And the unification of kisses, Neshikot, is called the unification of Ruach and Ruach. As it is written, the song of songs, adhesion of goof in goof, will kiss me from the kisses of his mouth, the adhesion of ruach, and everything in the upper level of Zeranpin and Malchut, as all is one in one unification. 120. The unity here is the unity of Shema Israel, Hero Israel, our Lord is one, our Lord is one. This song is that Israel in Shema Israel is appointed to testify this testament of unification. The songs is Elokeinu Hashem, our God is our Lord, Havaya, Abba Ve'ima, Elokeinu, our God, Yesut, which is included from the Malchut, the last Havaya of Zeranpin, unification of three lines. Havaya, Abba Ve'ima, right, Elokeinu, Yesut, left, the second Havaya, Zeranpin, the middle line, which unites Abba Ve'ima and Yeshut, right and left, all are one in one unification by the middle line. And here, the unification of all the worlds, Abba Ve'ima and Yeshut and Zeranpin and Malchut, for Solomon is one which unites all. This is the unification of the lines and the unification of Zeranpin and Nukva. 121. And this is as King Solomon had to unite in the Holy Spirit, which is Malchut, to unite with Zeranpin, connect everything to one unity in one desire to adhere to one another, so that everything will be one, because Solomon is the king who all the peace is his. Peace at home and peace of the two sides. 122. What is that all of the peace is his? Are there many kinds of pieces? But rather one peace is the peace at home by which the male is considered a male. As the zivug is called peace, and one is peace of the two sides, right and left, where there was a dispute between them. One who enters in the middle holds on to these two sides and makes peace between them. It is one peace. 123. But the peace for which the male is considered male is Tzadik, Yesod, and an upper king, Zeranpin, and is called because of that a king whose peace is his. And due to that, every praise of the Song of Songs is to the king, who all the pieces his, both the king for the zivug with the piece for the zivug with Malchut and the upper piece, which decides between the two lines right and left in Bina. And unification, which unites all the two kinds of peace, are the place of Bina, where Zeranpin rises with Malchut to the middle line, where is there, which is its root, and it is found to be included from two kinds of peace together, as it takes all the passion of all the organs, the Sefirot, and all the pleasures and passions that are upper in Bina, gathers them all in him, and bestows to Malchut. 124. Therefore, it is called one, King Solomon in the Holy Spirit, which is Malchut, because when the Holy Spirit dwells upon him, he desired to connect everything in one whole desire as appropriate, unite everything in niceties and desire to be one above in Chochmah and Bina, and below in Zeran Pinder and Malchut. It's written about that. The Lord shall be one and his name one.